We are so excited to be here today. I really love New Orleans and Company, what they do in the tourism industry. They are celebrating National Travel and Tourism Week. They have been incredibly busy this week, honoring and recognizing all of the component parts of the industry that really come together, coalesce, make a difference, and a huge economic impact. And we're going to start off this morning visiting with Walt Leger III, President and CEO of New Orleans and Company. Walt, welcome to the show.
I'm thrilled to be with you. It's nice to be in person, and thank you for being here at the Hyatt Regency with us as we get to celebrate this incredible industry and the people that make it go.
Thank you for hosting us. This industry is so important to the city of New Orleans. It really is what puts us on the map in many respects. You guys are always out there marketing this place as one of the most fascinating cities in the world, and it makes a difference. And how do we know that it makes a difference? And I meant to get the drum roll. But we need a drum roll, Coleman, right now. There we go. We got it. They just got their numbers in this morning for 2025, and Walt, take it away.
19.46 million visitors in 2025, a 2% uptick from 2024, and just about little more than 1% off of our all-time high of 2019.
Before the pandemic.
Right. And so we're basically experiencing in 25, we experienced our second best year on record. I think the future is bright. Visitor numbers are not the end-all be-all, but they're certainly an indicator of success in what we try to do, which is bring people into the community so that they can experience it, but also because it enriches our community through the dollars that they leave behind in it. And that's something that I know our team's passionate about, sharing our culture, but also driving economic impact for the region, for the city, for the state. And very pleased to see that we continue to punch above our weight.
You know, Walt, I have a good friend that always said he loved investing in Las Vegas. And I said, why? He said, imagine millions upon millions of new wallets that walk into that town every day.
You and I are both, former politicians.
Yeah.
So we're very familiar with the Louisiana phrase, don't tax you, don't tax me, tax the man behind the tree. And so even when I was in the legislature, when I was advocating for funding the lieutenant governor's office for marketing and promotion, I would say this. That tax dollar is everyone in Louisiana's favorite tax dollar. One that's created from somebody's wallet from some other place that they leave behind in our community. And what's not to like about that, especially when it can contribute so much to both the city and the state. And what I like about National Travel and Tourism Week is that it highlights two aspects. So tourism is critical, so important to our economy, as you mentioned. We want to bring people in. We want them to come for conferences, meetings, for leisure, for all the major events and other things. But travel is something that doesn't always get celebrated as broadly as it should, because travel is what powers the rest of the economy, not just tourism, but also port and logistic activity, manufacturing, all the business that gets conducted is ultimately supported by travel. And so the travel industry is massive. The tourism industry is massive. We're talking about a $3 trillion impact on the national economy, 15 million jobs supported. It's something worth celebrating, and I think and important to just underscore how fundamental it is to the overall operation of the economy.
And it touches so many different sectors from an employment base, here in the city. And as I was going through kind of your activities of the week, and I was struck that first day out on May 4th, you guys were recognizing transportation drivers.
Yep.
And a lot of times we forget about that. We forget about the importance of same.
Yeah, how do people get from one place to the next?
When they get here.
That's important. It's critical. We want to celebrate that. And as we say, that's sometimes your first interaction. So certainly want to honor that. We also honor TSA workers, recognizing that they've been under some stress and that they ultimately are fundamental to keeping us safe as we travel. I was thinking, we were talking off air about some of the turmoil out there and how that might impact international travel. And it reminded me of 9/11 and, 2001. And I remember, being a law student and trying to travel to a wedding for a friend, and there was so much concern about whether people should even travel. That was now 25 years ago, and it feels like there's always some stress or strain, but those TSA workers and the people who work in the safety of ensuring that travel remains safe are highly critical to what we all do, and important, and deserve that recognition. This week gives us a chance to elevate them and so many other people.
And I love that on day two, you recognize Random Acts of Kindness Day, taking that extra step, making a difference. Human nature is, those are the things that you remember about places that you visit, right?
Yeah, I think what we hear more often than anything is, despite how much people love the food and the music and the culture and all of it, it does really come back to people. And the people that people meet through serendipity when they're here in the city. Like, they just happen upon someone that does something that makes them feel special. Yep. And sometimes that's just a smile. Sometimes it's a musician playing on the street, playing your favorite song, just by chance as you walk by. And sometimes it's the person that's serving a meal to you or providing some other service that just touches your day in some special way. And I think that happens more often here than other places. It's part of the magic of what makes people come back.
And I have to say, there's no other industry that parties better, parties more, and has more fun and a smile on their face. On Wednesday, y'all were all out at Wednesday at the Square, the last of the season.
I mean, it's a tough job, but somebody's got to do it.
It's a sacrifice
I mean, the
we make.
Brassaholics, right? Are out there.
Aren't they incredible?
Unbelievable. And so, you got to do what you got to do, and we certainly want to always be in a position to remind our folks that live here how special this place is, too. You know, I tell people, I've been blessed in a million different ways in my life, but one of the things at the top of the list is that I was born here in this place, surrounded by these people, and that we get to live our lives in this way, that people flock to come here, right? We have a million people in our greater, New Orleans area, roughly. And we had 19 million who flock here. I think 50 million who come to the state of Louisiana. They're all intrigued by what we get to live with every day. And sometimes we forget about how special that is. And so Wednesdays at the Square is a pretty regional and local event. But it's something that gives us a chance to be together and celebrate how special our community is.
And all of this culminates with today's event. Of national, with National Travel and Tourism Week, this appreciation luncheon to talk about the successes of the industry, what it means to the city, what it means to this country, obviously, which is incredible as well. I want to give a shout out to whoever decorated your tables. I thought that was very
I did that
unique.
Myself, did actually. That? Yeah, I was here. No. No, we have an incredible team.
His whole staff was out here, like, just falling down laughing.
We have an awesome team, but thank you. Yeah, it looks great in there. Obviously thrilled for, and grateful to the Hyatt for welcoming us in and so many other partners throughout the community who make this thing happen. But it does look great in there, and it's a testament to a lot of hard work.
So who do we expect to be here today, obviously?
Well, we're excited, of course, to welcome some of our political leaders. The mayor's our keynote speaker, and we're grateful for her being present. She's been really, just partnering with us in every way possible over the last 100 days or so. Has always been a supporter and promoter of the city, but certainly has taken that to another level. We'll have the lieutenant governor's joining us, and we're thrilled to have him and his leadership for our state's tourism economy. And then, of course, we'll have our board members, our members, and people in the community will be recognized as being champions of this industry. So, we had a very competitive nomination process with, I think, 35 or 40 people nominated, elevated, and we're recognizing three.
Yeah.
So we could have recognized hundreds, and yet here we are celebrating several champions of the industry, and much deservedly so. Sergio Lopez with Annunciation Restaurant, Chef D. Levine, Delightful Rue School of Cooking, and Andrew Hartson with Audubon Nature Institute. But as I said, there's just so many people that we're celebrating this with. And then, of course, we see the one and only Arthur Hardy walking
Arthur
in,
Hardy.
Who's going to be recognized with an Icon Award,
Lifetime Achievement Award.
Type Award.
And
that's a special thing for a special person.
And Sergio, over the years, for me, has been the man to know. He's been at a bunch of different,
that's right,
all high-quality restaurants. It's like, Sergio, my man.
How you doing, buddy? Got any room?
Yeah,
well, look, that's what... I was talking about Michelin coming to town and how exciting that is. And And, you know, what I say about that is Michelin is one way to determine whether or not a restaurant is great. It's not the only way. The best way is the restaurant full?
Yeah.
And we got a lot of those
yeah.
that are always full and hard to get into, and it's because of the excellence that they bring consistently. So, yeah, he seems to always find a way to be somewhere excellent.
So let's talk about 2025 accomplishments with the time that we had left, the publication that y'all put out, well done, laid out. Just I love it because it goes straight to the numbers, straight to the facts about what is happening.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm so proud of this team. And, of course, we partner with the convention center and sales teams across the city to bring in events. But last year, this team sold 2 million hotel rooms into the future. That's about $450 million of direct sales done by a team of about 16 people. I mean, that's real.
That's
real achievement.
That's incredible.
And what that means is people who are then filling up restaurants, filling up retail outlets, hiring bus companies and other transportation companies, getting catering done, hiring musicians, artists, and others to create, people to build exhibitions, and on and on and on. All that supported by a PR and comms team that drove thousands of media hits and positive stories about our community.
And let me just say this, because I think a lot of folks don't connect these dots. Things don't just happen. You got to make them happen.
No question.
I mean, yes, there's a certain percentage of travelers that would otherwise come here. But for the most part, without reaching out, you know, especially in the different silos of the business and the travel and tourism industry, they don't come unless you're out there promoting, marketing, visiting, talking.
We had a great event this week where the World Cup, the FIFA World Cup trophy, was brought through our community for people to see, and it was sponsored by Coca-Cola. How much money does Coca-Cola spend every year marketing and promoting?
Oh yeah.
Does Coca-Cola need to market and promote?
No.
I mean, I think they wouldn't do it if there wasn't value in it.
Right.
And they've got to be top of mind. They want people to continue to choose them, right? And so, yes, I what I tell people is there's no place I'd rather sell and market and promote than our hometown of New Orleans. But that doesn't make it easy.
Right.
Because it is hyper-competitive out there. Everybody believes their community special.
Sure.
And, you know, each community is unique. We happen to think ours is a little more special and more remarkable than others, and that seems to play out in the way that other people see us as well. But to your point, that takes a lot of effort from a lot of people that are consistently showing up and being present. It doesn't just happen. I've told you before I was doing this work, I used to think when I'd pick up a magazine or a newspaper or get on an airplane and pick up one of those old kind of airplane magazines that they're not really promoting, you know, doing anymore. Wow, they sure do write about New Orleans a lot. We get a lot of coverage. And then I found out why. Because we got a dedicated team at New Orleans and Company who's pushing this narrative
right.
and bringing people in and hosting them and giving them a glimpse of what our community is. And then they go write about it and we get a benefit from that. That's why they call it earned media. You got to earn it.
Right.
You don't just get it.
No.
Everybody wants it. And our team works really hard to earn it.
And there's a skill to that, right?
No question. You got to know who who your targets are, who you want to talk to, how,
and the timing.
And the timing.
I mean,
I was thrilled a couple of weeks ago when maybe last week, Travel and Leisure did a story on New Orleans as one of the top places for mother daughter travel. I probably mentioned this to you the other day. What does that tell you? It tells you that the community's safe.
Mm-hmm.
Without saying, hey, we're safe.
Right.
Because if mothers and daughters can travel, or if someone can solo travel, then what they're endorsing is that this is a safe community to visit. And, you know, that hasn't always been the perception. So it's something we battle. And so we're very skillfully, I think, trying to insert ourselves into various conversations and get recognized in specific ways to improve our reputation, improve our ability to sell, improve our ability to attract events and meetings and conferences, and overcome any of those detractions that maybe are out there in the perception world.
But think about having a city like ours without a New Orleans and Company. We would never be able to recognize that little nuance in the travel and tourism industry, right? And that industry is a series of nuances.
I think you hit the nail on the head. I find this to be a fascinatingly complex industry that feels simple on the surface, mm-hmm. but is far from it when you're really in the weeds on it. You know, I think it that's probably true of a lot of industries, right? I mean, a lot of things look simple and are more complex, but there are a lot of nuances to this. When you think about, especially a city like New Orleans that is got an outsized reputation for celebration and joy and creativity and an atmosphere that is welcoming, and how that sort of sometimes can conflict with whether or not you can attract a professional meeting or a corporate meeting because of this perception that, oh, it may just turn into a party. How do you flip that on its head and nuance through it to be able to say excellence in production and delivery of meeting, but also incredible culture that adds value to that meeting? And I think that's what our team strives to do every day. And it's never going to be perfect. That's an evolution. It's something that it's a skill that you hone over time and you keep polishing and you keep working, but you're always nuancing and trying to persuade that we're a little bit more than what people expect. And I think that's it's a worthy thing to keep working on, and it's community building, and that's what I think keeps our team going.
Yeah, absolutely. And you never know the next challenge, right? Because as little segments of the economy change, world events crop up, you have no control. State events crop up, you have no control. I mean, the reality is a lot of what you have to react to, what you have to work through, you have no control over.
No, that's 100% accurate. And I think it's part of why you have to work hard every day and lay a foundation for success every single day, because you don't know what's coming and because you don't know what the playing field is going to look like from one day to the next. So you got to just keep going and keep showing up and keep working and then pivot as you need to be able to address those challenges. But ultimately, you better have a strong foundation or it's going to get rocked. And we've seen it so many times, whether it was 9/11, whether it was Katrina, whether it was BP oil spill, whether it was financial downturn, mm-hmm. COVID, of course.
Right.
But I mean, you know, every 5 years or so.
The situation on Bourbon Street.
Of course, the terrorist attack. Yeah. And look, as you said, world affairs and geopolitical things that are well beyond our influence and no control over outcomes, including, you know, political instability in Washington that just creates, like last year we were suffering from some government meetings canceling as they were going through this DOGE process. And mm-hmm. we had some military things that got dialed back because people weren't traveling initially in the transition. And so that's another reason why I think as the numbers have come in for us in 25, we feel, you know, I think really good about the work that we did last year to try to combat those things. And that ultimately the numbers proved out, demonstrates though what you said, which is you better be nimble and you better be working hard and you better also just be prepared to move around and adjust as necessary.
You know, I'm an operations guy at heart, and I've said this to you before, and I've said it to other members of your team. I kind of just watch from afar what y'all do. You know, I'm in a restaurant and I'm watching your team working some folks, and I get a chance to talk to them, and I said, well, what are these folks are about? You know, and you've got big conventions, mid-sized conventions, and small business meetings. And I've always been intrigued that y'all leave no stone unturned.
Well, thank you for that.
It really is the approach that you have to have in order to survive, right? And it goes to what you were just talking about. You never know what's going to be out there, how you react. But if you react in all sectors and you're on top of it in all sectors, it plays out and it reveals itself in the numbers that y'all posted in 2025.
Yeah, if you play it strong and hard on every sector, then you have options, right? I guess is the way I look at it. And then you have options and you can dial up this or dial down that, and depending on where
you need
to be.
It's kind of my wife's approach to her wardrobe.
There you go. Options. Everybody needs options.
I didn't say that.
Yeah, well, you know, she's right. You got to have options, Newell, so. Maybe just, you know, take her out on the town, do a little spending.
Absolutely. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Again on 2025. Congratulations, you know, for this week with National Travel and Tourism Week, recognition of so many important people in our city. I know, you know, it's always tough to pick one, two, or three because there are thousands out there that are difference makers for us in this city, and we need to appreciate that. And, folks, let me just say, you know, if you're visiting a hotel here, you're having a staycation here, thank the folks at, you know, the hotels, the restaurants, and otherwise, just give them a shout out for, as being ambassadors of this city, ambassadors of travel, and ambassadors of tourism.
Well, thank you. I think that's a great way to wrap this up. And this is a good week to really be thoughtful about how we can thank those folks. They are incredibly important to the way that this community actually succeeds. And thank you for your support and the opportunity to have these conversations and share so much of the hard work that this team does on the airwaves. I mean, you're in so many ways a voice of this community, and it's helpful to be able to chat through some of these things. And I think it pays dividends when we have the support of the community, because we get calls from people who are like, I want to bring a meeting to New Orleans. I'm a part of such and such an organization.
Yeah, and absolutely.
You know, that just creates more and more options and opportunities. So thank you for being a big part of it. We need more cheerleaders. We do.
Right? We need to cheerlead for ourselves. It's okay. It's nothing wrong
with that. We do many things very, very well. Yeah. And we can also be critical of the things that we need to do better at the same time. And that's what a healthy community should do. We should hold ourselves accountable. We should work hard. And we should celebrate when we're winning.
Good deal.
Thank you
so much for joining us. Have a great meeting today. We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Art Jewelers Talk and Text Line. We are broadcasting live from the Hyatt Regency for the National Travel and Tourism Week luncheon put on by New Orleans & Company here, and we will be right back. Welcome back, folks. We are broadcasting live from the Hyatt Regency for the National Travel and Tourism Week luncheon. It's actually a celebration that's put on by New Orleans & Company relative to recognizing the folks in this industry, the fact that they are difference makers each and every day, the contribution that this industry makes to the economy through Southeast Louisiana here, but actually through the entire state. Big numbers this year. We just announced numbers that they just received. Second highest visitation ever in 2025, 2019 being the highest, 2024 being the third highest, 2025 being the second highest, which is great. And we are now joined by Jeremy Cooker, who is the Senior Vice President of Marketing for New Orleans & Company. He's the guy that's the quarterback of all of that goes out, the commercials, the digital, all of the stuff that's happening. It has to be a very comprehensive, unique strategy, because the competition out there, folks, I'm telling you, is so intense. It's like an NFL game every day.
It feels like it sometimes, Newell. Yeah. It does.
Welcome to the show, Jeff.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm thrilled to be here and thrilled to be able to wake up every day and promote New Orleans to the rest of the world.
He's got his pads on, his shoulder pads. He's ready to go to war.
Yeah. Well, you know, we have the best job in the world, honestly, getting to tell everyone about New Orleans and getting them excited about coming to visit. And as, you know, our CEO, Walt, mentioned, we had a great year in 25, almost record-setting visitation. And 26 is shaping up to be really nice as well. I mean, we're really hot right now, seeing a lot of return from the regional market, thanks to some big events and thanks to some new events.
Yeah, absolutely. We were just talking off air, the feel at the Jazz and Heritage Festival, without those two rained out days, they might have set record numbers. But more importantly, it was really the vibe. I mean, I just thought people were just really upbeat.
Everybody, I mean, this city just exudes joy. And when you come here, so much of what we do, it's hard to put into a 30-second message sometimes, but it's really the feeling that you get when you get here, how welcoming everyone is. Jazz Fest is a perfect example. You come here and people are just transformed.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, my joy was facilitated by good talent, good food, and several Peronis. So.
You can't beat it. You really can't beat that experience. There's no other place like it.
So let's talk, you know, strategy here. And I can't overstate this, and I think you would agree, the level of competition. We have so many cities around this country and worldwide, some who had traditionally been the tourism kind of hub cities for a long time, fell out, but they are really trying to redefine, re-engineer themselves, get back into the game. You see this, and I'm curious, I don't see as many falling out anymore. Mm-hmm. I see more of a concentrated approach many mimicking the model that we have in here. Y'all are victims of your own success because people are following what you guys are doing.
Yeah, I think a lot of other destinations caught on that tourism can be a real economic driver and have started to tap into what makes their cities unique. Fortunately, there's only one New Orleans.
Yeah.
So we are able to position that in a number of different ways. And I think one of our big focuses this year has been really winning back that drive market. You know, we did some research at the beginning of the year and realized that a lot of our drive market had not come back since COVID. And so we are working to entice them back and not only let them know that New Orleans is still here, but it's better than ever. Not just because some of the events we've had. I mean, we had a world-class Sugar Bowl, mm-hmm. right? So city was packed for that. Mardi Gras, fantastic. We also introduced some new events like the Hondo Rodeo Fest, which brought in a ton of people from the region. Super excited about that. And so we continue to ride that momentum, and now we're putting together a summer marketing campaign that we think is going to really really seal the deal for us with a lot of those regional travelers who have maybe been on the fence a little bit, seeing all the great things that have been happening in New Orleans, and you know, get them over the hump, basically get them ready to come back.
You know what? What's interesting too, there's so many different economic strata, right? And in each individual economic strata, there's mm-hmm. proclivities of folks as to what they're going to do, right? And it's not that one will only drive and not fly. That's not it. But what they'll actually end up doing and where they're going, it's got to be hard to kind of put all of that in a big picture perspective. I mean, it's a huge jumbleye of data, right?
It is. There's a ton of data. I mean, we're fortunate in that New Orleans has something for everyone. We're not just a luxury destination. We're not just a very casual destination. We literally have different experiences no matter what your economic strata may be. And so our specific targeting for summer this year is a culture seeker audience and then a luxury audience. We started marketing to luxury travelers a couple years ago. We've seen that really pick up over the past 2 years, and there's a lot of opportunity there to continue to encourage people in that economic strata to come in to New Orleans and experience some of those unique luxury aspects that we have that a lot of other cities don't have.
Well, it's a great time to experience like luxury dining. I mean, because 100%. The competition's not as intense as during the convention months, right? In the festival and fair months when we have a lot of international and national visitors coming to town.
It's absolutely right. I mean, we have some of the best restaurants. We have restaurants that belong on any list in the world.
Right.
You know, Michelin 2-star, number of Michelin awards, James Beard Award winners like Anna Castro of Akamaya, Serene Mabey at Dakar, and just so, I mean, throw a rock and you hit a phenomenal restaurant. And so there is definitely something there for that luxury traveler to come back and enjoy when they come here. And I would, something new post-COVID, and I would also argue that, you know, the city looks fantastic. We have this brand new, beautiful Goldring Waldenburg Riverfront Park that offers connectivity from the Bywater all the way down to Spanish Plaza. You've got Delacroix right on the river there, that restaurant that opens up. I mean, just phenomenal stuff for people to come experience.
Always new opportunities, new venues, as you just pointed out. I actually did half a day of French Quarter Fest at that end.
Nice.
That once the trees really mature and everything down there, that's going to be the place to be. I mean, it's incredible down there.
It's a game changer just to be able to take a bike ride or a walk from the Bywater all the way down. Something that we should have had for a while, but I'm thrilled that we have it now.
Now, you also developed the strategy of kind of the marketing mix, so to speak, you know, television, radio, digital media.
Yeah.
And even in the digital media world, things are changing so fast. It's got to be kind of difficult to stay in front of that, right?
Yes. It's difficult, but it's a challenge that we're up for. You know, we have a great agency partner, and the way that we lay out our media, we're marketing year-round, so we're doing paid search, paid social. We never really stop. We never take our foot off the gas. But summer specifically, we'll queue up a number of different creative iterations, push those out to very targeted audiences across a wide media mix of tactics, not to get too boring on you, but and then we optimize. We look and see which pieces of creative are working the best, which audiences are responding best.
Yeah, which ones piquing curiosity, right?
Absolutely. Which ones are driving to the website and actually creating some kind of call to taking a call to action, basically, and creating some kind of conversion for us, signing up for a newsletter, booking a hotel room, etc. So we're constantly have our fingers on the dials, and we are taking things day by day in terms of performance.
Hi, we're visiting with Jeremy Cooker, who is the Senior Vice President of Marketing at New Orleans & Company. We're going to take a break here. We'll be right back, and we'll continue this conversation when we return. This is Newell on WWL. Welcome back, folks. We are broadcasting live from the Hyatt Regency for the National Travel and Tourism Week luncheon that's being hosted by New Orleans & Company. And quite frankly, I'm with some of the most fun people in the city. This is an industry that knows how to have a good time, knows how to be very welcoming. I mean, they just, you know, they're second to none. We see it in the numbers that are posted every year, working hard, making a difference for you and your economy. And that's really what it's all about. We're visiting with Jeremy Cooker, Senior Vice President of Marketing with New Orleans & Company. Let's talk about your website. I promote it a lot on my show because I think it's one of the best tools out there, especially for locals. I'm always amazed when I go to neworleans.com and I start working through the list, and I'm like, I didn't know this was going on. I didn't know that was going on. Right. What the hell? How did I miss this? You know,
right.
You know, and it's like, it's right there in living color.
Yeah. Well, first of all, thank you so much for the endorsement, Newell. We like to joke internally that we have a Newell effect in our web stats anytime you give us a plug. So
well, thank you.
Greatly appreciate that. But yeah, I mean, it's a great opportunity, even in this day and age of zero click search where people are searching for something and they're getting a result in an AI overview and not clicking through. We're still getting a ton of traffic to the site. We've gotten over 3.5 million visits to the site so far this year, 11 million last year. We expect that to drop a little bit, but we take so much pride in the content that we create and the way that we promote the city there. And so you can find any event that's coming up typically on the site, details about it. You can also sign up for our newsletter, which goes to about 200,000 people across the country.
Absolutely.
Lots of opportunities there.
Well, y'all promote events.
Correct.
Right? NOLA by NOLA and
sure.
You know, a bunch of other things that you help promote. You get the latest and greatest of what's going on there. Culinary.
Yeah.
You know, you get all of the promotions. Y'all do a lot of other promotional stuff that's out there. In fact, you're almost... In many respects, you might kill me for saying this, like almost like a travel agency.
Well, no. I mean, I think, look, we have a responsibility to let people know not only everything that's going on in New Orleans, but why they should come here. And so the website's a perfect vehicle for doing that. You know, our CEO, Walt, talked earlier with you about being named one of the top destinations for mother-daughter trips by Travel and Leisure. Those are the kinds of accolades that we work hard to get, but then we also work hard to amplify through our social media and on the website. So when you have people coming to the site thinking, well, maybe we'll take a trip to New Orleans, and they see those kinds of accolades, top five place to visit in the U.S. in 2026 from Travel and Leisure, Condé Nast Traveler's top nine city in the world, most colorful city in the world, only city on the U.S. city on that list. Things like that that we can surface for people just help push them over the hump in terms of coming to visit.
You know, talking about effect, I think moving forward, and I'm almost certain it's going to show up in your numbers. We're going to get a Helena Moreno effect, and I feel it.
Yeah,
I feel it in the city. I felt it at Jazz Fest. I mean, I engaged in a lot of conversations. She'll be here today speaking. She's working hard. She's not only talking the talk, she's walking the walk. And I think people appreciate it. And there's hardly a conversation I have with folks about any topic that we don't get to, hey, Newell, how do you think Helena's doing?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I feel good.
I feel good, too, and we see that, Newell, in the social media comments we're getting. People have come back since having stayed away since COVID and saying, the city looks great. It feels great to be back here. And absolutely, hats off to the mayor for all the hard work she's
doing. And she'll be first to admit, didn't take it, there was some low-hanging fruit that yeah. We stared the obvious in the face and walk right around it.
Right.
And I'm sure there's been a lot of that as y'all have worked through the machinations of New Orleans and company, what y'all are doing, y'all have found that there were those missed opportunities for y'all as well.
100%. And, you know, every day you wake up and see where the opportunities are and see how you can take advantage of them. And having the mayor as such a great ally and partner for us in helping promote the city and sell the city to the rest of the world is a game changer for us.
And it seems as though the mayor and the lieutenant governor are in sync as well. I mean, he's been a great promoter on many different fronts, too.
Yeah.
You know, because a lot of times the rest of the state kind of doesn't have the vehicle that we have here. And it's good because we drive and leverage one another.
That's right. New Orleans can be a gateway for a lot of that other state visitation. And listen, coordination, as you know, being in law enforcement for so long, state, local, coordination is essential to success.
Spirit, let's talk about Spirit Airlines for a second.
Sure.
They had a presence here. I think it was a really good presence mm-hmm. for us. Hopefully the other airlines pick up the slack here. JetBlue hopefully mm-hmm. Does so, because it was a really nice option for us in this
yeah.
city.
Yeah, I mean, we were obviously saddened to see that happened. You know, nobody wants to see a business fold like that, particularly one that was bringing so many people to New Orleans. I do think the demand hasn't changed for New Orleans. That was an economic situation that just
yeah.
didn't work out. But I think you'll see Southwest. I think you'll see JetBlue. I think you'll see a number of other airlines just step up and find those opportunities. I mean, demand for New Orleans continues to grow. You know, BA just added that additional flight per
yeah.
week. There's a lot of interest right now in the city. It's very hot, and so people are looking for opportunities to get more people here.
But I bring that up just to highlight, folks, they get curveballs all the time. and they got to hang in the batter's box
yeah.
and swing for the fences, because they never know, you know.
It's part of the job, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Congratulations to y'all. Congratulations to the numbers posted in 2025. It's a reflection of the whole team approach, team effort of New Orleans and company, and we are blessed to have you guys.
Well, thank you, Newell.
So thank you for joining us. Jeremy Cooker, Senior Vice President of Marketing, New Orleans and Company. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.